This letter indicating his physical patient name Helm, H-E-L-M-S, Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E. C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, Clarence. Date of birth, 12/3/1935. Place, Autumn Lake. Healthcare at Arlington West. Date of service, 1/13/2024. History of present illness. This is a 88-year-old male. He was admitted to St. Agnes Hospital. Patient has a multiple medical problem, history of COPD, AFib, and dementia. Brought to St. Agnes Hospital emergency room by EMS. Patient reported to had a fall a few days ago. Was having a left hip pain. He denied any head trauma. Patient was a poor historian in the ED. Patient denied loss of consciousness. He was found lying on the floor. Neighbor called his family. Doctor was able to get the patient. He was evaluated in the emergency room. He was known to have desaturation. Pulse has dropped to 84% on room air. He was placed on nasal cannula. Imaging studies done that showed a stabilar, A-C-E-T-A-B-U-L-A-R, a stabilar, sacral and pelvic fracture. WBC count was 12,000.5, hemoglobin 11.6, sodium 139. VBG done show PHS 7.31, PCO2 58. Head CT, no acute hemorrhage. Patient was given pain medications. Orthopedic consulted and patient was admitted. As per ortho recommendation, the fracture was non-operative. Weight bearing as tolerated, PTOD consulted. Patient was placed under observation. Case management saw the patient and subsequently patient was referred to subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, patient lying on the bed with the family at the bedside. He denies any headache, dizziness, no fever, no chills. Patient was able to communicate, but as based on he has dementia. While in the hospital, patient does have a fluctuating memory. Wake alert up to 1 to 2. And were reported to have agitation, required Seroquel in the hospital at night, hypoxia possibly due to COPD, improved with nebulizer treatment and recovered. He has elevated creatinine at admission 1.6. After IV hydration, it improved. Blood pressure is managed. AFib rate controlled. Eliquis was restarted. And patient was maintained on levothyroxine as per home dose for hypothyroidism history. At present, no headache, no dizziness, no fever, no shortness of breath. Past medical history. COPD, next line, AFib, next line, memory impairment with dementia, next line, hypertension, next line. Recent fall with a fracture.